Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we're going to talk about companies getting involved in politics, whether or not they should do that, and some other stuff. But first, we're going to go through some cool little historical trivia about your grandma's sewing machine company, Singer. I think most people are familiar with this company. They make sewing machines. It's what they do. It's what they've always done. Except in 1939, they made something else. They contracted with the U.S. government to make 1911s. If you don't know what that is, it's the 45 that's in every World War II movie ever made. They made them for the War Department. I want to say 500 of them. And the War Department's like, these are amazing. They're great. Problem is, we need 100 a day, and y'all just can't keep up. But these are incredibly precise. So we have something else we'd like you to make for us. Singer went on to make the Sperry sight thing that went into airplanes, allowed them to look down over Europe and make sure that what they were dropping, well, it was going where it was supposed to. They made all sorts of stuff for aircraft, precision equipment. And that action, that little adventure, well, it helped defeat a pretty horrible brand of authoritarian government. Now, people can look at that and they could say, well, you know, a lot of companies got involved in the war effort in the 40s. Yeah, they did. This was in 1939. You could say it was just a good business move. Maybe it was. Maybe it was. Or maybe they saw what was coming and they wanted to be on the right side of history. Maybe it's that simple. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter, does it? Because that little adventure, man, that's something that company can be proud of. Because they were on the right side of history. They did step up when it was needed. People are saying that companies shouldn't get involved in politics. There's a couple of things we need to keep in mind as we talk about this. First, that's kind of a moot point. Who owns your representative or your senator? Who do they really listen to? It's not the people who elected them. In most cases, it's the companies that contribute to their campaigns. That idea, that doesn't even make sense in this day and age. Companies stay out of politics. I don't think that the biggest issue is companies getting involved in politics. I think the biggest issue is that there are large segments of the American population that are confusing basic issues of morality with politics. Politics is deciding whether to fund that bridge or that new school or that new train line. That's politics. Interfering with a group of people's fundamental rights? No, that's a moral issue. And if you were perhaps part of an organization, a sport maybe, that had a history of being, well, less than inclusive in its early days, you might be a little bit more sensitive to people trying to deny or interfere with that same group of people exercising fundamental rights. I think that's a bigger issue. I think it is a bigger issue that there is a large segment of the American population that thinks the promises made in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, those basic American ideals, well, those are up for negotiation. As long as it's, you know, my political party that wants to interfere with it. I think that's the bigger issue. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.